Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and tonight we have a return co-host with me. She's been a little busy doing some other stuff. One thing is a new reality show, and tonight she's going to tell all. And if you're having troubles with logging into the chat room, please go and see if you can go to Blog Talk. I know the past few shows people have been having issues logging in and everything. I hope you can hear it still, though you can't log in. So just, you know, bear with it. Keep on trying, and I'm hoping you can get in. We're going to start out with a song by... Now, you know what? I was going to do a song by Graciously Vain, but I think we're going to do a song that has always been told that is Graciously Vain, but it's not. It's another song. It's called Rockstar, but it's like me and Corey's theme song. So we're going to play that right now, and she'll be with us in a few minutes. She's always running late.
By the phone now.
Tell me what you think you're looking at. I think I'm Queen Elizabeth.
No.
And now I'm stuck inside your memory.
No.
That's why it's so hard to get rid of me.
I'm incredible, so unforgettable, so no one can take my place. I'm unbreakable, highly flammable, so girls, get out my face.
Oh my God, I'm going crazy, maybe because it's so amazing. Everybody in the days, and that's the reason why they hate me.
Like I was bubbling, cause I make walking look like modeling. It ain't my fault the boys keep following. If you were better, he wouldn't be wondering.
I'm incredible, so unforgettable, so no one can take my place. I'm unbreakable, highly flammable, so girls, get out my face.
Oh my God, I'm going crazy, maybe cause it's so amazing. Everybody in the days, and that's the reason why they hate me.
Line waiting for you. You just weren't paying attention, so maybe somebody's got something we'll do.
No, I was paying attention. Did you read what I wrote in the thing? What it
no.
was is I hit No, when I went to tweet the show, I hit the chat button instead, and I got logged in twice. So I've been sitting here only seeing two people logged into the chat room. I did not know Ben and Kenny and these guys were all in the chat room and everything. So it was kind of like funny. So I just went to the chat room and they said, oh, you're unlogged off. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not logged in. And I knew you had came into the chat room. And guys, we had this set up. I'm gonna spill the beans. She was going to be on time for once because normally she's not on time.
Yeah.
And but she's
funny.
Back and she's going to try to be. She was, and that's why it's so funny. It's kind of funny.
I really thought
no one was in the chat room but me and Corey.
Look, I got a demerit today.
Hey, what?
I got a demerit today, remember, from you.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. I didn't make it to the meeting.
Yeah, she gets three strikes and then she's out. And,
yeah.
And then I'm going to trade her to chilling with Jeff and Kenny. You know,
Jeff and Kenny.
I see Kenny's in the chat room. Maybe I could trade him for Jeff, you know. Corey for Jeff, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hot.
Hey, Corey, how was your day today?
I mean, it's awesome. I missed my meeting at 3 o'clock. Slept all day, woke up, I don't know, about 7. Prepared for the
Isn't
show.
Isn't that pretty much your life?
Yeah, that
I mean,
is. And it's really nice. And this time I try to prepare for this show, which is kind of funny because I don't. And I got anxiety and freaking out because I couldn't even finish my preparation. So, I mean, from now on, I'm not preparing. I'm just, that's
yeah,
my style.
Yeah, she had, like, anxiety in the throat, was it?
Yeah, in the throat. In the throat.
We have a little joke. Whenever I get anxiety, I always say anxiety in the chest. And they laugh at me because it's
funny. What else do you think the anxiety is?
I don't know why. I think it's because the word chest. And I think she thinks tits when she hears the word chest. That's what I always thought. You laugh at because
because
I really don't. Yeah.
But when you have anxiety, it's all over. First of all, it it's pressure in your chest. It's in your throat. Your throat swells up. Like it's everywhere.
Right,
it's physical.
I normally have it in the chest because of my heart condition.
No, I know. But when you say I have anxiety, I know it's in the chest. And so when you say it, I'm like.
Okay, no more knocking Ron and his anxiety in the chest. Well, first of all, let's welcome the chat room. I see lots of people are in the chat room. And thank you for showing up. Thank you, BB Boston, Ben, Kenny, it's a girl named Corey. She's in there. And I know who you are. I always forget. And guest 6151-6345-6360, welcome. And hey, we got a good show tonight, actually. First of all, Corey's with us. And whenever Corey's with us, it's a good show. Corey's been kind of busy these days. Let's not talk about the reality stuff that you've been doing, but let's talk about some of the stuff Is there not a webpage that you're featured? Mary, that's it. Sorry, Mary. Ain't you featured in a webpage?
On MySpace. What is it? You have the link. Pop the link in the chat room. I don't know if it's the MySpace hottie of the month or whatever, but it's one of those pages. And actually, they put me as the featured model. So I'm the featured model. So you guys should check it out. And some things are coming up with them. I can't tell you, but you should check out for the next couple months. I have some things going on with them. And that's that as far as that thing. There's so many things going on. I'm like, what do I say? I actually have an interview coming up, and that's Ron. Tell him what show it is. It's our favorite show.
It's yeah. You know, I might have showed up for this show the other day. And
wait, Kenny. Guess what? We fooled you because. He was a stalker in the chat room. hilarious.
Yeah, so I might have showed up to the show the other day and listened when you were on it for a second, but like this show, and Kenny, if you want to call in, feel free to call in real quick.
Yes, definitely.
I'm trying
to
get the link to the one thing. But what it is, it's called Chilling with Jeff
and Kenny
Steve.
And it's an awesome show.
Kenny Steve's in the chat room. But what day is it? It's May what?
It's May 15th. Yep.
May 15th. So you have to check out Corey. Corey's going to be on that show. And Kenny and Jeff goes back from the Now Live days when I used to do stuff. I still listen to the show. The Ford show. I went to that show for the first time. And then I met this girl named Heather Elizabeth. And I know they used to go to her show. And I used to help Heather with her show over there.
I never knew that.
You didn't know I helped? Yeah. Kind of that's where I got into this whole Now Live thing. And then I came over to Block Talk Radio.
Oh, you used to be like an intern.
Yeah, kind of. I was more her assistant. I mean, I did a lot of her graphics.
Okay, intern.
Intern. You know, maybe we should get you an intern because maybe they will help you out. That's an idea. Hey, why don't we do a reality show and call it Looking for the Intern for Corey?
No, we're doing Looking for the Assistant for Corey, you dummy.
But isn't she going to be first like an intern because you can't pay her?
Well, yeah, she's like she is interning as an assistant.
Right. Assistant interning.
Right.
So we can call it, it could be an intern too.
I think she can be a he too. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you really want a he?
I don't discriminate. I would love a gay man. That's what I would love, actually.
A gay man?
Yeah, because they're perfect.
Okay. Okay, so anyways, a gay man or straight man or straight woman or bi woman or gay woman.
If it's a bi woman or a gay woman, I will definitely, if they win, they win. But I might end up sleeping with my assistant every single night, so I don't know if that'll be good.
Winnie, he's probably sleep with a gay man too. I don't know why. I have a feeling,
I would not sleep with a gay man. You would probably end up sleeping with my assistant.
No, I would not. Don't even go there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, that'd be a cool thing for a reality show. Maybe we'll do one, and we can have it, broadcast live on the Rad Reality Show. I think that'd be kind of fun. Heather's in the chat room. Man, there was so much going on with your life, but
it's a blessing. Like I'm very excited. I have so many things going on at one time right now. And, I'm so happy. I love being pulled in so many different, different ways because it makes me feel like I'm actually doing and accomplishing things. And that's what I'm doing right now, and it's not stress to me. I love it. I hate when I'm doing nothing. I hate it.
I'm gonna do? Hey, Corey, what I think we should do right now? I think we should sell the phone number and tell people to, if they would like to call in and talk to you for a little bit. I mean, in about 15 minutes, and actually, he's already in the chat room. Josh is gonna call in, and we ain't gonna talk about what's going on with Josh. And you, we're going to wait till 10:30 or if somebody else calls in beforehand. But
Hey, I'm not done with myself. Excuse me.
I was going to do this real quick. I was going to play a song for you. I was going to play a song for us.
Which one is this?
This one that we used to play over and over and over and over.
Oh, Lord, just go ahead and play it.
I just thought we'll play that real quick, and then I can maybe go get some links. And you want to intro it?
I don't know. Which one are you talking about? This annoying smooth operator or
The smooth operator.
Yeah. Okay, guys. This is Grace McVane with the annoying smooth operator. check it out.
Damn, y'all looking fine, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
Hey, yo, why don't you let me give one of y'all digits out the house at the same time?
Oh, I don't think so. Let me tell you.
I know I'm pretty, so why you even try? The boys all like us because we make them wonder why. The boys, they want us, so they can't help but to try. Keep pumping games to me. Oops, I'm way too fly. It really turns me on.
Such a long time here on the Rad Reality Show. Smooth Operator with Corey and her sister Wendy and Graciously Vain. I won't even mention the third one. Dude, I cannot get back to that MySpace page. You there, Corey? Corey?
You know what's really, really funny?
What?
I was just fucking talking up a storm, and I have my thing on mute.
You know what? That sounds like you.
I was saying some good
stuff,
too.
That's so funny.
That's me.
So funny.
I mean... anyway.
See, this is what we missed here on the Rad Reality Show. Corey hasn't called in for a little while. She's been busy doing a... another reality show and just, you know, working on music.
Yeah, Graciously Vain had a press release shoot the other day. Lots of stuff. The show that I'm working on.
There's another thing. But yeah. There's another thing. Let's do this before you go to the show. I'm holding off to the show. Let's tease them with the show. Hold off. I mean, Josh is in the chat room when he calls in. Right before Josh calls in, we'll... But what about my top 10 models or something like that?
It's called mytopgirls.com, and I'm one of the featured girls on that site. It's still in beta works, So right now they're still working on all the kinks. It hasn't been officially released, but I'm still promoting it. It's where it's like the hottest girls on the web, and they're supposed to be models. So it's the hottest models on the web. And let me tell you, I'm going to try to get with every single one of them by the end of it because they are hot. And actually, we're all setting up our pages. I mean, you can go and look at the pages now, but we're not actually doing the launch yet. It's awesome. It's where, you know, people with these
launches. If you're going to sleep with every single one of them,
yeah,
do I get to come
so.
Along and videotape it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to make a tally board, mark off each girl. So, yeah, do that.
Yeah, maybe I can learn. I heard there's a book coming out that maybe I can read it and maybe figure out how to pick them up myself.
Yeah, actually, there's an awesome freaking guy that knows exactly how to pick up every single woman. And if you think that I am bullshitting you, then you better meet him because he is the king at that shit.
Wow, I'm going to have to learn. I hope he can, like, help me out because...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, do live feeds. Ben wants to do live feeds. Maybe not. Ben, you know what? We'll sell the video. You'll have to buy them. Hey, speaking of live feeds, though, something that Corey does, and if you have never seen this, you know, watch my Twitter. My Twitter, I find information out. I tweet as fast as I can. But you know what we have that you do all the time?
Yep.
Is you do US Stream, you do Blog TV, Justin TV,
LiveVideo.com.
Yeah, LiveVideo.com. You know,
yeah.
many places that, you know, like many times she will go on there and usually there's this voice from God that calls mm-hmm. it or she has on the thing, you know, that's my selfie. But yeah, you need to check Corey out when she's live on video. If you haven't seen a picture of her, and this is a good segue because I do want to do this before we talk about this show that you're doing, because
yeah.
You've been on a reality show before.
Yes, of course I have. Yeah.
Oh wait, okay. Let's be nice tonight, okay?
I am holding my tongue. I am.
Okay, so you were on Rock of Love 2, right?
Yeah.
And you know Brett Michaels in a sense of that you met him through the show.
Yes.
So I know with all the stuff that's going on in his life, I know you have something to say about Brett.
No, I do. I everybody pretty much knows how I feel, but I voice it every time. But I mean, I've said what I said, but I still, you know, with everything going on with him, I'm totally devastated. When Aaliyah the singer died, she was one of my favorite she's one of my favorite singers of all time. Like, I cried, and that, I had that drop in my tummy. Well, I felt the same exact way when I found out what was happening to him, and my prayers just go out to him and his family, everything. I mean, it's awful. My grandmother suffered, you know, and died from a hemorrhage too. So I mean, like, well, he hasn't died, but has went through that. So I know all about it, and I know the pain, and everything goes out to him right now. Like, I'm just, I don't even know what to say. It's awful. Awful.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in the long run, you know, I know you make fun of him and you say some negative stuff towards him because of what your experience on the show was. But, you know, I know you saw the real Brett, too.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, my hair extensions are still way better than his, but, you know. Yeah,
right. I do want to bring up one, not really.
I have to
mention this.
Okay.
I was watching The Apprentice this week.
No, what
and
you
I do
say
feel.
Go ahead, go.
No, because I brought it to your attention.
Oh, you did? No,
so
no.
Let me.
I heard something on the news today, and it came to my attention. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Are you going to talk about how he misspelled murder?
No, go.
See, guys, I don't want to talk about this in a long form, or we ain't going to knock him for this. But, you know, Corey got knocked off of Rock of Love because she misspelled Marry Me. And this week on The Apprentice, And I meant to do this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Brett misspelled murder and some words, and he even made jokes about it. And
yeah.
I just, you know, I think it was interesting that Brett,
I mean,
you know,
who kicked
Corey off because of spelling. He admitted that he wasn't the greatest speller, and
what goes around comes around.
Yeah, I mean, he at least didn't get kicked off of his show.
I know, it's
Donald.
Up.
I was hoping Donald would say, "You're fired." You
yeah.
know, for misspelling words. You know, but didn't happen.
Yeah.
So what were you gonna say?
Wait, hold on. Was it murder that he misspelled?
Yeah, murder was the word. One word I remember. It's been such a long time ago.
It's so funny because I never talk about this because people can think whatever they want to think, but murder only has one way of spelling it. That's just one way. So if you misspell it, you're stupid. Not stupid, but you're just, you know, can't spell. Marry Me has many different meanings, which many different spellings. Not many, but, you know, has different spellings. So I twisted the English language to, you know, in my favor to catch attention in a negative light. People don't think I did, so you can think whatever you want, but at least I was actually spelling the word. I really spelled the word. I really spelled it, so I didn't misspell it. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, but you spelled the wrong context.
That's what I'm telling you. I used the English language in my advantage. That's what I did. Sorry
okay.
that I'm smarter than, you know, most people, but it's all right.
So what did you hear? What did you think
okay.
I was going to bring up?
Well, so what I heard, and which makes perfect sense, and it's, you know, I'm like, Donald Trump said this, and I'm like, why don't you just be a doctor, dude? Or can I start going to your office? Can you be my doctor? He's the one that brought up that this all probably, the hemorrhage probably came from when, what was it, the wards that he was at and things fell on him, on his head?
Oh.
And that the trauma to the head creates so many different things, memory loss, swelling, blood vessels that, you know, increase in size and finally burst, just like a hemorrhage, you know what it is. And so I'm 100% exactly positive that's what it is. So I hope his family sues
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a doctor on Larry King. With him, so I wonder if he agreed, but that's
well,
a very good...
The doctor didn't come up with that, so you know what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean,
Trump
but that's a good idea. I wonder who has a better hairpiece, Donald Trump or Brett Michaels?
Brett, definitely, by far.
Because we never see Brett's hairpiece, though. And it's always
yeah, exactly,
has a bandana
exactly.
on it.
Exactly, that's why it's better.
Okay, Josh, get ready to call in and everything, but okay, so, and before the night's over with, we will talk American Idol, we will talk Maddie being put in jail again, and The Biggest Loser, but so.
Oh, you didn't plug my GBTV, thanks a lot.
We still have time.
Well, you know what?
So, plug it.
Well, okay, guys, as you all know, I'm a reality star that should have my own show because I'm funny in and of myself and I don't need other people. But anyway, so I have my own
show.
She
does need me, though she doesn't admit it.
What? Shut up. Anyway, so I actually have GBTV. It's the show for it's Graciously Thane Television for my group. It's about the journey, blah, 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 blah. We're trying to get it picked up as of now. It's on YouTube, on Vimeo. I think it's Vimeo. I'm not spelled Vimeo. It's actually in a lot of different places, but so you guys should check it out. And that's the address is youtube.com/user Corianne, and that's KoriAnne. So there you go.
So. Am I not in one of the clips?
Yeah, you are. You're in a lot of clips, actually. I don't know if they've come out yet.
Am I in a lot of clips now? Wow.
I don't know if they've come out yet. I'm not disclosed. I can't disclose that information at this time. Because I'm under contract.
Okay, is that one of those things that, no comment?
Yeah, I'm trying to sound like it's a real show and I have a contract.
Yeah, that's what I was thought. Okay, so, before I bring Josh up here, or do you want me to bring him up now? What do you want to do? Do you want both of you guys do it together?
Stop procrastinating and just say what you have to say.
Okay, so I'm bringing up Josh first. Okay, Josh, you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, awesome. Good stuff. What's going on, guys? Josh Myrick here from airtightgame.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus there's this thing that you and Corey's doing these days.
Yes.
There is. There is a thing that is happening these days, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So which one of you guys is going to break it?
Oh, Josh, what are we doing? What is it?
What are we doing? We are on a reality TV show that is being filmed in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, and Josh he's officially a reality star now.
Officially, I'm pretty excited about it. My mom would be proud.
Yay,
so have you never been on a reality show before?
I haven't. I haven't done any sort of TV or any. What's that?
Turn down the computer if you're close to your computer. Turn it down a little bit or all the way.
Computer's actually muted, but it might actually be my cell phone just being loud, causing feedback.
Okay, because I heard myself for a second there.
It's okay. You hear things in your head, and we know this, and we're okay with it. Just, keep going.
Shut up. No, but anyways, so you've never been on a reality show before?
I have not. I never actually never been on one, never wanted to be on one, never thought I would be on one. And I don't know, one thing led to another, and it just happened, which seems to be a common theme that I've been hearing from both myself and the women I've been with lately.
How
did I find out about the show? One of my friends told me that, hey, there's going to be a new reality show based in Atlanta that's going to be based on being a socialite and having a strong hold of social skills. So he was like, they're actually going to be at we'll call it X venue tonight, doing auditions. And I was actually already headed to X venue with one of my one-on-one students who was going to show him how to pick up women that night. And so we went, and I saw them doing the auditions, and I was like, okay, dude, I'm going to do it, and did it. And my interview lasted about, 90 seconds, 60 seconds maybe, and because they were already pretty sure that they wanted me on the show because of what I did, and they were really fascinated by it, and then that's it.
So they knew in 90 seconds, wow.
There you go.
That's so cool. And have you, working with Corey and doing the thing with Corey, has it been a treat since she's been on a reality show? And has she helped you with some of the stuff that you do?
Yeah, it's been fun. Corey's a great girl. She's a star, and she's got some crazy star power. When I first met her, don't get too flattered there, sweetheart. When I first met her, I wasn't sure how to peg her. I wasn't sure how to put my finger on her. I actually don't watch a lot of TV, especially reality TV, and so I didn't see her on the show, so I didn't really know anything about her. And she was kind of quiet when I first met her, but after that, she kind of started to.
Wait, she was quiet?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, believe it or not,
Yeah, I really was.
I can't believe that.
Well, I mean, I had to get my A game going. I had to concentrate and think about what I was going to do, how to get all these people out of the show.
I think she was secretly plotting. That's what I think. I think it was all intentional from day one.
I was secretly scoping everybody out. That's exactly what I was doing. And
but,
I scoped you out to be an asshole, so. But things change, You're cool now. I love you now. You're my boy now. But I swear you were going to be the biggest piece of crap in that show. I swear to God.
And see, he actually, there's an original cast, and everybody was basically shot down because they all sucked, except him. See, he was the only one. So he came from the original cast onto our cast. So he's already cocky.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's make sure we get this right. You came onto my cast from the new cast, is I believe how it worked. And we're calling the original cast season zero, a la Real World, and this will be season one that you guys will see.
Yes. Okay,
that's
fine.
Funny.
I came to your cast. Whatever. I'll give it to you. That's funny. But yeah. So yeah, we're doing the show, and it's actually
going to be
awesome.
Can you name the show?
Well,
what it's called?
The company is ATL Nightlife, and am I right? It's ATL Nightlife Socialite. Is it called the show, right?
Yeah, it's called the ATL Nightlife Socialite. I think it's really shorthand called the Nightlife Socialite, but I think they want us to insert the ATL phrase in there before that. I don't know if that's going to be the title when they when all post-production gets wrapped up. But yeah, it's called the Nightlife Socialite, and it's made by ATL Nightlife, which is a kind of a promotions and photography company here in Atlanta that does a lot of the club things and other, apparently is putting its hands in different pots, as we can see by the show.
Yeah, I think they're the biggest, I don't even know what you call them, like the biggest nightlife company, you know, in Atlanta right now, and they're doing big things and, you know, spreading their wings, and now they want to start a reality show, so they're, you know, trying to get it picked up. It's going to air on the internet, and we'll see where things go from that. There's some stories that'll be out. You guys will find some stuff out about it. But to get all the details, you gotta wait till it comes out. But y'all better watch it because it's gonna be awesome. There's some crazy crap that goes on, right, Josh?
There's some pretty unpredictable things that happen on the show. I have to say so myself. Does Corey do what?
Does Corey ever get drunk?
Well, come on, we're speaking about Corey here. Come on.
Yeah, I know. And I know about her drinking and what happens when she gets drunk.
No, that's not true. It's only happened once. And wait, no.
Maybe three times.
No. Anyway, I'll just say this. It's not the Corey from Rock of Love. All right, that's all I'm saying. No more.
Yeah, I don't picture it. I don't picture it being Corey. But you know what? And this is a good segue. Did you try to use in your skills from your and you're CEO of a company? Did you try to use any of your skills with Corey? You know, when you met her. You know.
All right. So let's flesh this out. Let's flesh this out a little bit. So for those at home who don't know me or who are just getting new and acquainted with me, my name is Josh Maverick, and I run a company called Airtight Game, which is a dating and pickup company. So I teach guys, and I take them out with me, and I teach them how to meet, seduce, attract, date, what have you, beautiful woman. So that's what I do, and that's why I was on the show, for the whole appeal of seeing, can this guy actually back up what he's claiming that he can do? And I'll leave the answer of that up to the viewers when they watch it, but I think the answer is pretty self-evident.
This is the guy I was talking about. You guys have to know because he's awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, so
actually, I almost want to go with you sometime. I live in Georgia too. I live up in the north part of Georgia, and I almost want to see you know, maybe you can pick up somebody for me or help me pick somebody up, because I don't know if I can never pick anybody up myself. You know, I'm always, you know, I'm a shy guy.
Well, Ron, he does seminars that, you know, you can go to, like anybody can go to. They're awesome. I saw some of them on YouTube, and I sat up all night watching them. They're amazing.
She did sit up all night watching them, and it was very, very, very funny.
So,
I watched your free gift on Christmas.
I know.
Christmas gift.
A little Christmas tree in the background. Yeah. We're working on a product launch right now, actually. I'm, like, so busy these days. Like, I was up till, like, what, 2 or 3 a.m. last night, which is not late for me, but up for 2 or 3 hours just talking to my marketing guy, because we're unrolling this new program, new product actually that people are going to be able to buy. It's going to be CDs and DVDs and various other things. It's kind of a study at home course. If people can't make it to the live programs, which we actually just ran one this past weekend in Atlanta, in Midtown, and it was a ton of freaking fun. So,
hey Kim, are you willing to take some questions about the company and everything?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I definitely can go into any detail, answer any questions or anything like that.
If nobody
yeah,
knows
so,
what.
Hey, Ben, maybe I thought Ben might want to call in because he might need some help with picking up, you know, or something. Ben is one of my chatters, and I know he's listening. So 347-237-5506. You know, if you guys have a question, you know, for Josh, or don't you like to be called Maverick? I kind of like that.
Yeah, kind of in the secret underground seduction community, people kind of got the idea that they wanted these single names to kind of hide behind for whatever reason. I guess there's some sort of stigma about being a big player in society. So I chose my Power Ranger name to be Maverick, and then I expanded that to a two-word name, which includes my first name, which is really Josh, and Maverick. So yeah, you can call me Josh Maverick, Maverick, whatever you'd like.
Yeah, I kind of did that same thing.
Yeah, look, it's
kind of like me.
Listen, buddy. It's just like that show, that show on MTV or whatever it was on, the pickup artist, that's exactly what he is. What was his name? His name was what?
His name is Mystery, but I don't wear big fuzzy hats. I'm significantly better looking, but that's just, you know.
I agree.
With the territory.
I agree.
But what I was going to say is, like, my name's like Ron Rad, because I got to, like, shorten my last name and everything, and it was kind of cool. So he thinks he's like you.
Cool. I actually got the Maverick name in a kind of interesting way. It was because I ended up, kind of an interesting phenomenon that was happening. When I was going out to bars and clubs alone, I was leaving with women. And when I was going out with other people, sometimes it wasn't happening. So I don't know what was going on, if other people were messing my flow up or what was going on, but it's called the Mavericks. They used to fly solo and kind of an homage to old school Top Gun type stuff. So I kind of
gone
that
say,
nickname.
Do you go with Goose?
You know what? I don't have a wingman named Goose, but I have wingmen with other interesting names like Johnny Walker and other cool names. Typically, I'm a pretty dominant guy, so I'm typically the Maverick out of the Maverick Goose combination, no matter who I'm with.
That's funny. I'm laughing over here at that because when I first heard your name, Maverick, I thought Top Gun too. You know what I mean? And
I thought dumbass.
Did you just say dumbass?
For you.
Yes.
She thinks everyone's dumbass.
No, tell
she hated me at first because I was real cocky with her.
I really did. Because what it was I'm the dominant person, not female, the dominant person in the room. So when he came in, he was very dominant and very person. So it's like, no, bumping heads. And I'm like, you're not going to take the spot, motherfucker. So, I was at it with him. Like, that's my place. Don't try to step on my feet. It's very territorial, jealousy, kind of, you know, how animals in the wild fight. That's how I was feeling. So it was very frustrating to me. So I would have to make up stuff about him. So I called him Rico Suave, and it was just retarded, ridiculous. But now we're like, he's my favorite of the whole cast. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you two where you call him your husband.
No, I can't disclose that information at this time. You have to pick up the video or watch the show.
I haven't seen that. How come I haven't seen that picture?
I posted on your page, buddy. I will put those links in the chat.
I'm so bad with technology. Like, seriously, I'm the most freaking retarded person on the planet with anything. Like, I tried to order a monitor today on Amazon.com. And so I'd been doing my homework. I ordered the damn the wrong monitor. And so I called back, like, right before I called in the show, I called in. I'm like, can I cancel this order? because apparently I can't read correctly on the screen. So anything that has to do with technology, I'm just awful at. Anything that has to do with, like, socializing and meeting people and whatever, I'm a lot better at, thankfully. So.
That's so funny.
So pretty much you don't know nothing about the internet, but you know lots about picking up, you know, and socializing and
yeah, he does.
You know, the crowd, the in crowd, and that's so cool. Is that what the company is all about, pretty much, then? Your company is all about, I mean, is pretty much teaching guys how to pick up the girls, or is there more details?
Yeah, so, okay, so originally started out like that, and we're kind of like in a process right now, kind of a evolutionary process where we're kind of branching out into other areas that determine what it means for a guy to have his life together. So we all sat down, people who I work with kind of identified five different areas that kind of map out what it means to be a successful man. And so we identified those to be having game, which is the first part, you know, being successful with women and successful with your fellow humans in general and being able to communicate with them effectively. So that's pretty much what we had been teaching. And then we also delve into other areas like inner psychology, fashion, how to build social circles and how to make friends in different areas and intentionally make friends, like make friends with really high-value people or network or things like that. And then the other one was overall lifestyle, which is how do you live your life? What does it look like? Who's in it? Who's not in it? What are you doing? What are you not doing? So kind of more emphasis on general self-development. So we're kind of moving into that area, but the crux of what we do and what I like to do will continue to have a heavy emphasis on success with women, pickup, seduction, dating, that whole realm of male-female stuff.
And he really, like, he knows the scientific part, the scientific side of this whole thing. Like, it's amazing to listen to him in his sessions because he's actually telling you the scientific way, not just, like, you know, just the social way. And so it's in detail. You can learn it from him because he can show you in the social way, but he can also show you, you know, through your scientific way. So it's awesome. He's great. Like, I was sitting there saying, oh, my God, that's so true. That's so true. I was like, I should have
done this. Yeah, it's crazy because we definitely wanted to break it down to a process that was heavily reproducible, that could be done over and over again in different situations. But we also wanted to keep it to where it was fluid enough to feel natural and feel normal. So I think we struck a really good balance. And one of the things you'll notice is when you hear about some of this stuff, you actually think back in your life and you'll be like, oh, wow, that's what I did right. Or, oh, wow, that's what I did wrong. And you'll see exactly how it worked looking back on it. So hopefully you'll have, by knowing this, you won't make those same mistakes again, right?
You know what? I'm definitely going to have to watch I'm definitely going to sit down and watch your seminar because I saw that on your MySpace or your YouTube.
Right. There's some free clips on YouTube. There's going to be more, actually. We the boot camp we had this weekend, we took about 4 or 5 hours of video on top of the other stuff that we did just to be able to cut, like, little 10-minute clips of it and put it on YouTube just to, you know, add value and – you know, whatever, kick it and look at some stuff. So there's a bunch of stuff up on there. There'll be more stuff pretty soon, so.
Okay. And when you get yourself going and everything, maybe I can work, you can come in and you can plug it again or,
no, you can come
you
in
know, I have a webpage. I would love to, you know, throw a link to your thing and, you know, whenever, yeah, I mean, definitely,
you
like, when
segment.
You, if you have something you need.
A segment where he comes
what?
In and says, The
that would be perfect,
day.
Yeah.
The hookup tip of the day. Are
you're
serious?
More than welcome. There actually is a guy in the chat room, a big John. He says, hey, Josh, hook me up. I need all the help I can get. Actually, he needs some help by the weekend, you know, maybe because he's going to Rainbow, Oregon for this big event, you know, like Reality Stars are going to be there. So here, can I ask this question? Maybe you can give us a freebie. Like, if you met a, like, if you knew the single reality star, like, kind of like Corey, and you know, what would your biggest advice be to try to pick this, like, this reality,
somebody that's
yeah, like, this person that, you know, is, like, a reality star. How would you suggest a, you know, a common person to, you know, like, approach her?
Okay, cool. So this is actually not that hard of a question. It's actually pretty easy to answer. So this kind of applies in general. So whenever you have somebody that has a high degree of mastery in some area of their life and you go up and you want to start initiate a conversation with them, it's a pretty bad idea to go up and start trying to chat about the area of mastery that they have, because they already have pretty high value in that area of their life, and you have low value because you're not as accomplished as they are. So you kind of come off as wanting to take value or be annoying, basically. So, like, for instance, if I had a really famous star and they're famous for football, well, I guess, okay, let's keep it with girls here. If I had a famous star and they're famous for fashion, I wouldn't go up and start chatting about fashion with her because she's already has mastery in that topic and I'm going to look inferior. I might acknowledge the fact that she was in fashion, but then I'd go into something that I had mastery on and try and bridge the topics, and so I could demonstrate some value. So, for instance, let's say I had a girl who's a fashion model who just came from Milan. I would not talk about fashion with her because she has mastery about that, but I might talk about the fact that how was Milan, and then segment very quickly into how I spent, you know, part of the summer in Sydney, Australia, and I went there on a whim, and I had an amazing time, and talk about all these different things that I did down there that were really cool to demonstrate value. So I guess let's put this very, very concisely.
So here, I think I understand what you're saying. So, like, if the lady, let's say the lady is from Big Brother, this reality show, I don't know if you probably don't, do you know about it?
I've heard of it.
Big Brother?
Sure.
Are you getting advice for you, Ron?
Corey, shut your mouth.
All right, go.
Like, so if the girl's, like, from Big Brother and, you know, she's, like, you know, been known to be on Big Brother and everything, what would I want to talk about? Would I want to talk about, you know, it's about a reality show. It's about living in a house with a bunch of people. So maybe I want to talk about how I live in a big house, or what would I want to talk about? I mean,
you probably don't want to do that because that's a bit transparent. I mean, that's kind of like bragging, right? So you don't want to brag. The point of demonstrating, or the key to demonstrating value, is to demonstrate attractive characteristics about yourself without appearing like you're bragging or appearing like you're trying too hard. So for you, I would say to talk to her for, you know, a second about what she's been doing, and then talk about how awesome your life is in reality and working in entertainment and the cool things that you've done. Maybe you've been able to travel as a result from it. Maybe you just came from L.A. where you went to a private party with some, you know, A-list or B-list or
like,
C-list.
Oh, I get it. So, like, because I do my reality show, so I can go up to her and go, hey, you know, I shouldn't talk about my reality show as, like, you know, hey, you know, I talked to all these girls from these reality shows and blah, blah, blah. I should say, you know, hey, you know, with my show these days, you know, I've been getting lots of, you know, fans or something like, you know, something minor, you know, like, it's been amazing. Yeah,
talk about the experiences and the opportunities that you've had doing what you really love to do. Like, you need to sit down and to, like, take inventory on your mastery topic. So for me, one of my mastery topics that I talk about when I'm in conversation with somebody is what it feels like to own your own company and to be really ambitious and to not have to conform to a crappy job, or, you know, to do something you're really, really passionate about. And what's so awesome about what I do is my lifestyle enables me to travel. And actually, wouldn't you believe, just a few weeks ago, I was in blah, 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 blah. And now I'm talking about cool stuff, hopefully with passion, hopefully with emphasis, and demonstrating some cool value instead of, and here's the opposite, here's what we don't want to do, going up to her and being like, oh, hey, you're on Big Brother? That's so cool. What was it like? What did you do? Oh, man, I wish I could be on, you know? Like, screw that.
Right.
You know, demonstrate your world to her.
Don't talk about her. Talk about yourself, pretty much.
Well,
you're saying. But
you gotta, I mean, you got to get to know her. So, I mean, in the beginning, so the big key is, another big key, so I'll give you guys another little hint here, is you want to get her interested in you before you demonstrate that you're necessarily very interested in her. So what a lot of guys do wrong is they go up to a girl and they're like, hey, baby, like, what's your name or whatever like that. And the reason that doesn't really work that well is because she doesn't want to know your name. I mean, you don't have any value in her eyes. So not that we're trying to brag to people or we're trying to get people to like us, but we're just demonstrating popular good parts of our personality first before figuring out who she is. And I come from the belief right now that I don't even care about, you know, anything about the girl unless I think she's cool. So unless I find out about her and she's cool, then that's going to work. But I'm not going to go up to her and start, you know, rapping on her if I don't know anything about her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, like, if Corey was the girl, I can go up to Corey and say, hey Corey, you know, I kind of like music. You know, how was it?
Oh, my God, I'm in a music group.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew you were on Rock of Love, but, you know. I'm terrible at this. I'll fail. I'm bad. I'm really bad, ain't I?
Okay. You know that I'm from Rock of Love, so don't say anything about Rock of Love. It's like you don't even know. And there. Because everybody says that to me. That's exactly right. Like, you don't want to say the same thing that everybody else is saying, and that's what everybody's saying. You want to make yourself an individual that stands out, that pops out. And by you engaging, you want to engage in what, you know, like, your thing, what you're good at, that relates to what she's talking about, but it has to relate, so it's not like you're trying to talk about yourself, you know?
Damn, Corey, you know this better than I do at this point, I think.
No, I don't. I'm telling you, that's why when I met you, I said...
You're doing great. You're doing a great job. I want to share with you guys a really funny story that's related to what we're talking about right now, especially with Corey. So let's say I met a girl like Corey. Let's say I met Corey and I didn't know her from meeting her through the show. I just met her cold approach. Met her cold, right? And she told me, yo, my name is, you know, Corey Leanne, blah, blah, blah. But let's say she didn't tell me that she was on Rock of Love, which would be very strange. But let's say she didn't tell me. Do not do this, guys at home. Do not go home and Google the girls you're into and then, or like Facebook stalk them and then say things about them that they didn't tell you in the initial conversation, because that is so weird.
That's funny.
I had a student do that, actually. He was at a restaurant in Midtown, and he got a telephone number from a girl who actually turned out to be a Maxim model. But she didn't mention that in the original conversation. He went home, and he Googled her up, and then he started talking to her about her modeling, and she's like, how'd you know that? And she got really freaked out, and he kind of messed things up. So lesson learned there.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I had a stalker like that once.
Really?
I think that was a funny story. It's pretty... of what not to do. I laughed when he told me that.
I know, that's hilarious.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I was a little slow for a second. But
isn't
no,
awesome?
Paul's in the chat room. He doesn't really, I don't think, get what we're talking about. He says, how do you, okay, I will look at the, but what is Josh talking about? How to start a conversation that you might want to date? No, see, Paul, explain again to Paul. Or Corey, explain it.
Okay, the simple way to explain what he is and what he does is, have you seen that show on, what was it, MTV or VH1? What was it? I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I want to be compared to that show.
I
was going to say, I don't think Paul will understand that show either, because he probably didn't watch that show.
Okay, put it this way. If you see a girl and you think she's attractive and you'd like to start a conversation with her, and get to know more about her to see if she would be a good candidate to either A, take home that night, B, make into your girlfriend, C, make into your wife, or whatever your particular goal is. I teach guys how to initiate conversations, demonstrate themselves in an attractive way that's not going to blow themselves out, figure out if she's cool, and then know how to proceed from there in a way that is in line with a lot of ideas about things like evolutionary biology, psychology, sociology, popular culture, and a lot of other things. So in a way that's technically sound, that literally thousands of people have had success with. So that is what I do.
Hey, but do you think, and this is, I have to ask this question, and kind of Paul's kind of addressing it right now in the chat room. What if you've met her online? I mean, does those same rules apply for an online, you know, friend or a person that you have never met in real life? I mean, do you use the same approach online to pick up girls, do you think?
I mean, it depends what the scenario. It depends what the scenario is. I do a lot of my, approaches that I do with women who I have in my life. I meet them typically when I'm out, either at bars or clubs, or sometimes during the day. I mean, the last girlfriend I had, I met her in a cafe during the day. So I went up to her and started talking to her and got her contact information and hung out with her the next night, and things went from there. But so I don't honestly do a lot of online stuff. Now, just from me understanding the social context in which this happens in, I have to know, like, for instance, like, how long have you guys known each other? Like, what contact have you had? Has it been, like, a lot of, like, you know, friendly platonic stuff? Has it been flirting? Like, I don't know. How hard would it be to see her in real life? Like, if she lives across the country, maybe you're going to proceed a little bit differently than if you could just randomly bump into each other in town. So it would depend on the situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so, like, if I was in a grocery store, one more thing, real. This is something that would be good for, like, if I was in the grocery store, I can go up to a girl and start, you know, macking at them pretty much if I've never, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you see a girl who you want to approach, you can just go up to her and say, like, excuse me, I know this is really random, but I saw you from across the way, and I would be kicking myself if I didn't at least say, hi, my name is, and then she'll tell you her name. She'll probably be really embarrassed. And a little, like, thrown off, but it's fine. Just, like, stay real chill.
Yeah,
and it's
man.
Like, sorry?
No, go ahead. I started to talk thinking you were done. But
And then just be real chill and just be like, so what are you shopping for today? Or, like, what are you doing today? Or whatever. And then just, like, you know, like, after she's calmed down. Because, like, in a daytime approach, like, she's probably going to be really thrown off. So, because she's used to getting hit on, like, at a bar or a club, like, probably. But she's probably not used to getting hit on when she's, like, going grocery shopping or she's at the mall. So you can talk to her just as well. But, you know, you got to give her a second to calm down. So just engage her in whatever. What are you doing today? Blah, blah, blah. And then start being like, cool, I was actually just blah, blah, blah. And then demonstrate cool stuff about yourself. Like, hey, I'm curious. Tell me something cool about yourself. Or, hey, I see you shopping for this eggplant. Do you know how to cook? Right?
Hey,
and then
I
you
just
can get
an eggplant, too. Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, like, you know, whatever. You can just riff off that and then just be like, hey, you seem pretty cool. Let me grab your number. Hey, you seem pretty cool. Let's go out for some coffee. And then from there, you can just do whatever, right? So,
yep,
so there you go.
Do you think it matters about the age, too? I mean, I'm almost 40. I'm 39 years old.
Okay,
do you
have
think
to
it,
age,
it really...
Age kid. All right.
Luckily for men, not really. So... Like,
so you think
I mean,
meet a 40-year-old, 45-year-old, or a 50-year-old, you know, and they're hot, and I can still do it on them, it doesn't work just for the younger girls, you don't think? It's just for the younger girls, you know, like 18 to like 30-year-old. So, I mean, it works for, like, the older females, too, you think? You know, you don't think they're, because they're more experienced, you know, they would see through me?
Well, it's actually, I think it's a common misconception about having game or about, quote-unquote, running game is that you're doing something. And you're really, like doing something in terms of being manipulative or trying to engineer an outcome. Like, don't get me wrong, of course I'm interested in her sexually, but she already knew that when I came up to her. Otherwise, why the hell would I be coming up to her? So, I mean, as long as you do it, you know, with finesse, it's not going to – all you're doing is – you're learning how to start a conversation in the best possible way, and you're learning how to talk about yourself in the best possible way. And so you're learning how to begin a conversation in the best possible way, learning how to demonstrate who you are in the best possible way, learning how to find out more about her without it sounding like a really boring interview. You know, so it's like every guy runs a game, except they just probably run really bad game. So why not just learn how to do a better version of what you're already doing?
Exactly.
Wow, this is, you know what, Josh, you know, when Corey, I didn't realize you did this till today, and Corey brought it up, you know, I don't think Corey ever told me, and when she brought it up today, I was, like, really looking forward to talking to you, and you really have, you know, brought me, you know, to think about some of the stuff that, you know, what I do, like, because I meet lots of females, like, at the flea market and stuff, and now, tomorrow I'll be thinking, hey, you know, how do I approach these girls, and how do I back on them, as Big John said in the chat room, you know? So,
Yeah, dude, go out and mack on some girls, man. Age is trivial. I mean, you're young, I think, compared to...
Yeah.
I mean, I've had students who've been in their mid to late 40s. I have students... I mean, I'm a young dude. I'm in my early 20s, teaching guys who sometimes are old enough to be my father. So,
exactly. Like 22 or something. He's young. And this kid... Not kid, but this man right here knows more than, like, anybody I've ever met, except myself.
Yeah, Corey picked me up, so I didn't pick her up. She picked me up, so there you go.
No, I was just getting ready to say, Corey probably used some of these tricks to pick up women and guys. I mean, herself.
Yeah.
I mean, so I mean, I definitely can see, and I've watched Corey before pick up people. So, yeah, I she's kind of taught me a little about how to pick up people.
Yeah, Josh. Josh should do one night. We should go out to a club. And we should, you know, do a little game, see who can, you know, be the better pickup artist. Cause...
Yeah, maybe at your Real Idol show we can film it and we can do like our own little segment.
Hey, Josh, tell us about what you're
doing.
That's pretty tough, honestly, because it's the requirement is just so much easier for women who are just beautiful, right? I mean, takes so much less for a beautiful woman to go up and grab a number than for a guy to go up and grab a number from said beautiful woman. Not that it can't be done, because I teach it. Not that it's hard, because I think it's easy. But, geez, I mean,
you could probably just
walk around the bar and be like, hey, you're cute, let me get your number to 20 guys and probably get the vast majority of their numbers.
Yeah, everyone thinks you would win. And, you know, when we were talking about our trip, that, you know, you would win, too. That's one reason I picked you as my teammate.
Oh, shit.
But, okay, we need to probably wrap Josh up soon, but you have one more thing about...
Wrap him up in a present and keep him? Okay.
Cool.
No, you were going to ask him something about... Go, Corey. Go,
oh,
go,
no,
go,
no,
go.
He was... Okay, tell them about what you're telling me about the show that you're trying to do, or not really show, but the actual filming of... You going into the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, so this is really cool, So, I just got hundreds of dollars worth of hidden camera, hidden audio equipment to my office here in Atlanta, so we're kind of, we have our monkeys here tinkering with it and trying to figure it out, and once we figure it out, we're going to go into bars and nightclubs and get raw, unedited footage of me and my instructors picking up super hotties on hidden camera, of course with all the proper legal measures in place afterwards, like signatures and releases and everything, but it's going to be untainted, unlike having a big-ass camera in someone's face. not to say that changes, you know, too much, but it's going to be just totally, totally just fly-on-the-wall kind of stuff, and I already tinkered with one part of it already. I wore a hidden mic out to a club about a week and a half ago, and I met a young Russian lady, a young Russian model, and ended up taking her home within about 45 minutes of meeting her. And I had the whole interaction captured, which was kind of cool. So that will be going up. So you can actually see what it looks like from perspective without... you know, being on program with me. So if there's any haters out there, then you know what? Just watch my vids because it's the real deal. So a lot of guys are doing that now. So
where is it going to be posted so that people can see it?
I was on the phone with my marketing guy. We're gonna make it so we'll put it on probably like Vimeo or something. Vimeo, I don't know how to say it. You'll have to put in like an email or something But because we want to make it public, but we want to make it like semi-public, because some of it's kind of like, you know, it's some controversial stuff at that point, because it's what everyone, you know, what everyone wishes they could see and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people like are a little bit incredulous, and you know, they kind of root for the good guy to fail or the bad guy to fail, depending on your perspective, and. When they see it actually really happen in front of their own two eyes, changes things a little bit.
Oh, look, somebody in the chat room says, thanks, Josh, great info, and definitely an art form. And then somebody else says, I think the two guys I'm currently sitting in the room with need some tips.
That's funny.
That's funny.
It is. I definitely want you to back, and maybe we can, like Corey said, maybe something like a Tuesday night, tip, where you can call in maybe for, like a 5-minute segment and, give a tip or maybe your – and then you could plug your site each week or something like that. Maybe
if you want to have people email you or email me questions, I'm always happy, and I do this for free. I'm always happy to answer any questions, comments, concerns, whatever, and clear anything up. Like, try and stay away from sending me like a 3-page, life's work, because I have a lot to do. But, definitely shoot me an email. I'm always happy to answer. My email is maverick@airtightgame.com, or you can just go to my main website at airtightgame.com, just navigate around, drop me a line. But, I would love to answer the emails on the show, call on the show and answer them live.
That'd be cool. I like to do this. And this is something I've always wanted to take on Tuesday nights, is make it a little more I want to keep reality, but this is reality. I mean, this is reality pickup. I mean, this is more reality than most regular television shows that are called reality TV. You know what I mean?
This stuff is going to be really raw, man. This is going to be like the real deal stuff. We had spent a lot of money on the equipment because nightclubs are loud, which means we need really high-quality audio equipment. I just got off the phone last night with my tech guy. He's, cleaning up the audio. It sounds brilliant as compared to the garbage that it sounded like originally. And, you need high-quality video, and clubs are dark. So we spent a lot of money going to spy stores and getting this stuff. So
that's awesome.
So pretty cool
stuff.
Well,
Josh, I'm going to go.
And I posted all of Josh's links in the chat room, which
you misspelled my email, sweetie. You need to get a dictionary for the word maverick. You're missing an R.
Hey, look, I could still marry me all the way around.
You know what? We know Corey can't spell. I mean, why she got to pick off of Rock of Love? I mean, she would have spelled Mary, man.
I saw that. That made me laugh when I saw that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, Josh, or Maverick, as we want to call you now. We'll call you Maverick. I like that name. Corey, let's wrap this up, and we're going to bring Paul up to talk about American Idol. And then I got a couple other things to plug before the show's over with. But thank you for calling in. And I look forward to watching you and Corey together on that reality show. Because I'm not even going to approach to say it. Atlanta Night. What is it? Atlanta Night. Say it, Corey.
AL Nightlife Socialite. I was saying ATL Socialite Nightlife. Whatever.
Right on. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I had a bunch of fun. Like I said, if you guys have any questions, feel free to send them either to our lovely host or to myself at airtightgame.com. I'm always happy to answer any questions and definitely keep an eye out for the show.
I'm definitely want you to come back when we could plug. I mean, tonight we didn't really plug you for a long time. So, I would love to have you, when I can plug you for, like a week, too? And like I said, I'll definitely get some emails and definitely start, and I'm going to add you to Facebook for I can contact you through there.
Definitely do. Add me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube and just go crazy with the social media that we have.
Yeah, I would love
go
to.
Nuts.
I would love to. I know all about social media. Somebody taught me everything about social media that I need to know.
I'm just learning, actually, myself, so I'm very active on my Facebook.
Corey's the girl to hook up you with. Corey's the lady, then. Corey definitely is the lady. If you need to know anything about social networks, Corey knows it.
If you need to know anything about computers.
She's the queen.
If the Geek Squad tells you, I can't fix your computer, but I can reprogram it for $1 million, bring it to me because I'll fix it, okay? All right.
She definitely is.
Right on. Well, thank you guys again for having me on the show. I'm going to sign off over here. And I'll be in the chat for a little bit listening to you guys and playing around with the chat. So, and then you can also hit me up on either Airtight Game or through my Facebook. So,
Sounds good.
Thank you, Dr.
And maybe
Tommy.
Big John can hook. Maybe hook Big John because he definitely needs some help. He sounds like, and he has a big weekend coming up. So thank
right
you.
Right on. Well. All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Thank you for
okay. coming. Okay. That was Corey. I love this. I don't love this guy. I don't like you.
I think that by far that's the best guest that I've pulled.
What?
I think by far that's the best guest that I have pulled.
Wait, other than Marcella.
I have.
No, other than Marcella's.
Oh, yeah. Best food. Marcia.
She I love her. I'm sorry. And you did
okay,
pull her.
Good.
I mean,
no, I would admit, she's pretty good.
But
guest.
Definitely. I really do think this guy is decent. The guy has some good points and some good point of view. And I definitely want to use him. I would love to let him come. Like I said, if we had time to promote it, I think that we could even get this. We can even put it on like the marquee. You know, maybe people would come in just to hear his advice. You know what I mean? So definitely it's somebody that I'm going to bring in back again. And if you guys like him, let me know. Sign up for his stuff. Tell me that you like him too.
Sign up for his Facebook,
you know,
and make sure you stalk the hell out of him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Corey, I know
what?
You don't watch American Idol, but let's bring up Paul. We're going to do a American Idol review.
Recap.
And Paul's awesome. He
oh God.
He's better than Simon.
Oh
he's,
God.
He's bigger than Randy Jackson.
Oh.
And he's sweeter than Kara. But he's not as funny as Ellen because Ellen is, you know, like, you know, the bomb, you know. But it's Paul from Minnesota, and he's our American Idol expert this year. He sits here and watches them, and don't even listen to the experts, but he watches them, and he ranks them one through whatever. So, Paul, tell us, Casey rocked or was it Crystal? I thought Crystal was a little weak today.
I guess I'm on, right? Wow, if I knew you were going to say all that, I might have shut you down. Thank you, Ron. That's nice. And good get, Corey. I'm definitely going to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, do you need it as much as I do?
You probably. But
he'll definitely be back to help you guys out. Definitely.
No, that was I came in as you saw kind of late, but it wet my whistle or my interest.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, I had to say this. I had to say this before it scrolls off the screen and I forget. We broke his cherry. You know, says we popped his radio show cherry. This is awesome. I love it.
Ooh, me?
Can we say that to girls?
Josh.
No, Josh Maverick.
Oh.
We popped this cherry. So I want, wait, give me a second. Can we, like, use that on a girl? Hey, you know, oh, never mind.
I don't know.
Go, Paul.
I'm sure Josh has an opinion on that. But, here's what I've done is, over the years, I found listening to Idol, I listen to a song, and I have an opinion, and all of a sudden, the judges start talking, and I go, what? You know, I didn't hear that, you know, and so I started recently this year. I don't even listen to the mentors talking because they sometimes have a little opinion. So I just really go right to the song and I just write down how I felt, not how anybody else in the world feels. And I try not to be influenced by my favorites over the weeks or a girl that I think is the prettiest or anything like that. And I know there's a lot of votes that they get, you know, from maybe the young girls for Aaron and last, you know, and Tim and that type of thing. So that's kind of why I decided to do it the way Ron described. But actually, Ron, you'll be quite pleased that I put Lee at number one this week.
Good. He was the best.
And number two, I put I did put Crystal number two, but close behind, I have Casey.
Okay, can I just say one thing, because you don't watch the judges? You know all the judges thought Crystal was the weakest she ever been. Do you agree with that, or do you think?
Now, I have this little point system that I use, and it's not relevant what point I gave her, but I will say that over all the weeks, her point level had been much higher than what I gave her today. So I would agree that it was not one of her best. That I will agree. Is that what you were wondering?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of her weakest moments, I think, definitely. So,
And so
who's the bottom three?
Well, the absolute bottom, I put our youngster, Aaron.
Really?
Hey, now, first of all, I should preface, I thought it was hard. It gets harder and harder as we've come down to this point. And it's all a comparative thing. I mean, somebody that ranks lower than somebody else might just be by a hair type of thing. So, but I had him at the bottom. Next, I have one of my favorites for much of the season, and that's Michael Lynch. He was second from the bottom. And then I had also a favorite throughout the season, Siobhan. So,
I thought she was weak too.
So she would rank fourth, Michael fifth, and Aaron sixth.
Well, it was. I'll be honest with you. This show was one of the better shows. All six were great. And
Problem I have at times is if I'm not familiar with the music. I'm not a big Shania fan, so I don't know all those songs.
Yeah.
But if it was a song that I hadn't heard for the first time, I just, you know, that does influence me. I thought the song choice that Michael had was probably the worst of the group. I didn't really care that much for the song that Aaron picked. I was kind of iffy one way or the other. So that influenced
me. Well, Paul, thank you for calling in for this. I'm going to do this probably for the rest of the Tuesdays, if you're willing to do it. I'd like to hear your opinion, or we get maybe some other people to call in too. And when we, you know, Tuesday nights, it's American Idol night. And I do want to talk some other stuff. We got 8 minutes, and there's a lot of stuff. So I'm going to go on, move on to that. But thank you.
I'll listen this way.
Yeah, I will. I might bring you back in a second too, after the podcast is over with. Corey.
Yes, dear.
Let me address some stuff real quick, and then we'll finish off with us and everything. Is people watching you on cam? Can people see you? I got blackness.
I'm not. I tried to play at the cam, see if it would work, and it doesn't.
I gave you permission.
Oh, let me try it again.
I gave you
Hold
permission.
On.
Yeah, because I gave you permission. Okay, guys, Thursday night. You have to be here Thursday night if you're a Survivor fan, because Survivor, we will have Billy Garcia. And Billy Garcia did something this weekend. He went to that he went to the big event over in Virginia. So he's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about heroes versus villains. He's going to talk about his band. We're going to play some MP3s from his band, if you've never heard his band before. So it's going to be an awesome show. And there's some controversy that we might be talking about too that happened via. And Corey is live on the cam. So,
awesome.
Guys, if you click her cam.
I don't know. I don't click it. Bye. I just want to see if it works. I'm my purr, dude. I got my face, dude. I can't do that.
Maybe next Tuesday we'll have Corey on cam all through the show. Now then we know how we can do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, I can have a guest in there. I can cam. So
yes,
maybe
exactly.
Hey guys, maybe we'll get Michelle. Maybe we get Michelle on cam one time soon, too. So since now I know how to do it, because you just invited yourself, right?
Hmm. Yeah, you just hit on the. Yeah, you just go to whoever the person is, hit private, and then there's a little camera right there where the T is and the smiley face, and you hit that and ask permission.
Yeah, but I have to give you permission. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I had to give you permission. I have granted you permission. So that's cool. So cool. Okay, I do want to get to another caller real quick, and I know who it is. So, oh, God. Okay, I'm going to do this real quick, so just catch my tweets. There's a contest or a thing called Reality Wishes. And Paul, if you know anything about this, please try to get the links, especially the Big Brother one and the Amazing Race one. I'm going to get Mary and David to call in one day. This is coming soon. But the Make-A-Wish Foundation is doing a contest, and it's like Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, and The Biggest Loser. And you can donate money. And I wish I had – Michelle, it's on Michelle's status, Paul, if you can grab that real quick. That's the Big Brother – you can donate like $5 like to like your favorite of those reality shows, and they will like give you it's like helping make a wish, and then it will go towards your favorite reality show. So let's say you're a Big Brother fan, you want to give $5 to Big Brother. There's like links there too. And Thursday I'll do more about it, or Sunday. And, hey, check with me. We might have some rainbow coverage this coming weekend, you know, so never know. I'm hoping to get some rainbow coverage from the Big Brother event up there. Man, there's so much. I wanted to talk about The Biggest Loser, too. It was a great ending tonight, and I'll talk about that sometime. So I think this is Kenny, and I want to bring him up because I want him to plug his show.
Yeah.
502, is this you, Kenny?
Guilty as charged. What's going on?
Not much. So you're going to have Corey on your show. Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited, to be quite honest, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
Jeff couldn't be here because, well, he's probably just got home from doing his show earlier, but he wanted to say hey. Say hey.
Aw, tell him we said hi.
Did you tell him I was going to trade Corey for him?
maybe, yeah. Nah.
No, I would never trade Corey. I would never trade Corey in my life. Shut up. You know I wouldn't. And I'm the only one that can say shut up to her. I don't like saying it to her. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Hey, who do you have coming up this weekend? Or when is your show? Plug your show. Is it every?
It is on Saturdays from 3 to 5 Eastern on chillinbroadcasting.com.
And is that the only day you have it, or is it just Saturdays?
At the moment, it's only on Saturdays. I'm trying to do another show on Thursday, but that won't be until later this year. So for the time being, it's on Saturdays.
Just on Saturdays, yay.
Oh, and before I forget this, check out the BB Hour tomorrow at 7 p.m. I always have to plug Nikki's show. Blog Talk Radio or Real Player. I won free tickets to this Vegas bash, so I have to plug it every time I get a chance to. Kenny, I'm glad you called in. We only got 60 seconds left, but I'm going to stay over on the podcast. You know, my show never runs. You know, I always run over. It's kind of like this new tradition. I can never fit everything out. I'm kind of like Ford. Ford never can do a full show within his time.
I'm never on time. Yeah, I'm never on time, and you're always over time.
Yeah, I'm always over time. It is not my fault. Half the time it's because people are hot-winded, and I just don't know how to shut them up. That's my fault. I mean, I'm sorry. I let people talk.
You say, shut
and
the
I
fuck
talk
up,
too much, too.
You holler back.
What?
I said, you say, shut the fuck up. We're hanging up on you. Holler back.
No, I wouldn't do that. I can't do that.
Nice.
See, if I did that, I can't do that. That's not right. But anyways, goodbye, stream. We just lost the stream.
Yay. So excited. I feel like we had two ways, like a shitload of crap to put into that show.
You know what? I thought an hour and a half was going to be, I'll be honest, and this is when I get a little more honest, Kenny, too. I go a little more deep because half the people don't listen to this part because they've already listened to the live show. So, you know, they don't listen to this podcast. And the people that do listen to the podcast, once I say goodbye, kind of they forget, you know, to go on further or something like that. Some people listen to this, I think. I'd like to know how many people do listen to the extra time. But I really didn't think an hour and a half. I thought we were going to have to fill it. I was worried, I mean, about filling it. But Josh was awesome, and we had lots of stuff we could went on with. And everything. So it was an awesome show. I loved it. And like I said, I was going to talk about The Biggest Loser. I'll have to talk about that this coming week sometime. Because that was a great show tonight.
It was fun.
I was talking about The Biggest Loser show. It was fun, too. I mean, I watched that. No, but I watched it, you know, and I've been watching it more because we've had these guests on and everything that were from the show. And it also helps me, you know, keep motivated. And tonight there was this, they went to this high school in Irvine, and this one girl that was really overweight stood up. And
what the hell are you talking about?
Talked about her life, you know what I mean? It was really emotional. And do you watch reality shows, Kenny?
Yeah, of course. I watch it every now and then.
What's some reality shows you watch?
Mostly VH1. Yeah, I always watch the VH1s. I don't watch anything else as far as reality TV shows are concerned.
VH1.
So if you're on VH1, chances are I'm watching you.
I don't watch VH1 shows, especially, you know, that Rock of Love one. That one stunk. Just joking. I do watch VH1 shows. Like Frank the Entertainer. Did you watch Frank the Entertainer and The Basement Affair?
I watched, like, the first few episodes, and then I just stopped watching it. I don't know why. I don't know.
Corey wasn't on it.
I just watched the first few episodes, and then... And then all of a sudden, I just stopped watching it. So, I don't know. I thought it would be good because, of course, it's Frank the Entertainer. He's kind of entertaining at times, but it was a disappointment, in my opinion.
Yeah, I liked it. Melody and Kathy and Renee and Carrie have been really cool people, and Melissa. So, I kind of like, you know. I really liked the show. So, pretty much Rock of Love, but backwards. It's Rock of Love, but with Frank the Entertainer. Oh, and he lived
in
his parents' basement.
That was crazy.
Yeah, and his mom, he lived with his mom and dad.
That's why
I want to do Trailer of Love. And like my person that, you know how they have that host, the host of the show, you know everything. That's why I want you to be the host of the Trailer of Love.
Trailer of Love.
The object is, Trailer of Love, and we'll have like 12 paths reality people that have been on like dating shows to come compete for, you know, my, you know, to move into the trailer with me. And kind of like you know how you will be, you know how you will be like the girl that has to like approve the guy or approve the girl, you know, for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kind of like Ricky
like,
Rack to the,
I'll be
for
the
Daisy Lowe.
Not a skank.
I know, but you know, I was just, you know, explaining, you know, or like Big John is to.
Right hand man.
To
or girl.
Yeah. But you have to like, you know, say, hey, you know, why do you feel like you need a, you know, why do you?
She wants your money or your trailer, one of the two. Yeah, I gotcha.
Got me.
Yeah.
So that's my ideal.
Yeah,
I think I could get 12 people to compete in a reality show to come in here.
Sure.
Sure, why not? I bet Marcius will do it. Michelle might come.
Well, yeah, anybody. Just tell them they're going to win, like $100 million at the end of it, and then lie and don't give it to them.
No, they win. They win a room in the trailer of love.
Oh, that's a room. They could bunk with you in the trailer.
Yeah. And
I think everybody,
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice bathtub, too, so, I mean, they can sleep in the bathtub. Oh, wait, that's just you who sleeps in bathtubs.
Yeah, funny.
All right, Joe, well, I'm about the one. Thank you for having me in the final few minutes.
Oh, yeah, I was going to let you.
Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, now we're just rattling on.
Yeah.
We always rattle on. And Paul's eavesdropping on us. So thank you, Kenny. You want me to hang up on you? I like hanging up. I don't like hanging up on people, but I'll do it. Go. Let's go. Corey.
Yes.
So glad you're back. You know, and
yeah.
I hope we can keep this going. And next week we'll work on something, you know, in the next couple of days, and we'll figure out what we want to do. And guys, I'm hoping to keep Corey, you know, with us. If not, we'll find. What I'm thinking is, like, if Corey can't do it, we'll get a couple of replacements for, you know, co-hosts. But not, you know, forever. You know, like if you miss a week, you know, like
when I'm on a project. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, like on a project, or you know, maybe have a photo shoot because. So.
Gotcha.
We'll have backup and everything. And I had fun.
I had fun, too.
And I'll talk to you in a second, probably.
Okay.
And then don't forget Thursday night with Billy Garcia.
Yay.
And he can maybe talk about this, a big event. So talk to you later.
Bye.
I got really a catchphrase, you know. On the flip side, or
all right. This is Ron Rad, and I'll catch you on the flip side. There you go.
No, see, that's so cheesy. How about something like this? Hey, this is Ron Rad, and we'll catch you on the television. Oh wait, that sucks too. You know what, Corey? You know what? Yeah, I really need you to do me a promo thing, like. You know, something like, hey, this is Corey from Rock of Love and Graciously Vain. And, you know, have I ever got one from you? And I forgot to cut it?
What?
I don't think I have I?
What?
Like a, you know, like a drop? You know, like something like this? Have you ever done one for me?
A drop? No, I haven't.
This is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show. With the sexy Ron.
You should get every guest to do that. I mean, I don't know what the hell your problem is.
I do it all the time, but have you ever done one?
No, I haven't done one. Let's do one.
Yeah, because you know, I know what you should do. Hey, this is Corey. Hey, this is Corey from Rock of Love 2. And you're listening to the... No, that's what I was going to say, Graciously Vain, but let me just tell you what I think your tag should be. And you're listening to my BFF, Ron Red.
Okay, that's good.
or something like, "Hey, this is Corey, and you're listening to my best friend and or my, you know, my BFF." And
Okay.
Okay. What is Paul saying? Paul's still listening into the conversation.
Yeah,
just
I've been. That's cool. I've been putting stuff in the chat room too.
Yeah, I'm just telling
Jeff
you.
Definitely a hottie, Corey. Aww.
Oh, hey, I do like Paul's ideal. This is Ron, and I'm going gone.
Bitches. Oh, no.
I like it. Paul, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it.
He's going to ask for all
I got it. I like it. Okay, so now do me a tag real quick. I'm going to count it down to five. Ready?
Me do one?
Yeah, you do one for me.
Right now?
Drop.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just do something off your, because I need to cut some more, and I need some new ones. So,
okay.
You don't have one.
Because five.
Five. Three, two, one, go.
What? When am I supposed to go?
Now.
Oh, just do now? Take two.
God damn it. Okay, listen to me.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to count down to five, four, three, two, one.
What's up, everybody? This is Corey Leanne from Rock of Love 2 and Graciously Vain, and you are listening to my best friend on the Rad Reality Show.
You might want to put Ron Rad, but it's all
Ron,
good.
I mean, why did they Ron Rad take three?
Yeah, I might cut that one too.
It's
so
fine. Just do
something
one.
Like.
Fine.
Yeah, do
what?
It again. Ready? Yeah.
Okay.
One, two.
Wait, hold on. Do you want me? Do you want me to say? Hey.
Say what is your damn please?
Oh, gotcha. Okay, good. Okay, good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Five, four, three, two, one, go.
This is Corey Leanne. I'm going to fuck off. I can't do it again. I was thinking.
You know what? Here, I want to do one for this too. Let me. We'll
what?
Do this together, and we'll take you a second, okay?
Okay.
So let's do one like this. I've been wanting to do something like this. Hey guys, this is Ron or this is Rad Ron, and then you can say, hey, this is Corey, Leanne. And you know, sometimes we get together and we get unreal like crazy. And you're listening to, and you need to listen to us on the Crazy Crackers. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio, you know, type deal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So can you we do it together, like, just we improvise it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready? So I'm five again, because I do this because then I know I got to cut. Five, four, three, two, one. Hey, this is Rad Ron.
And this is Corey Leanne.
You know, sometimes we get crazy on Three Crazy Crackers.
Yes, we do. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Yes.
And it's on Blog Talk Radio. So you need to check us out when we go crazy. And we stop reality and go crazy. And, you know, now we got this new format. Don't we have this new format called,
we're
going to do, like, music.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. So check it out. On
Make sure
Blog Talk go. Radio. See, I can maybe drop that one. So, well.
For, let me do my other one.
Disney stuff.
You
ready for?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Five, four, three, two, one.
What's up? It's your girl, Corey Leanne from Graciously Vain and Rock of Love 2, and you're listening to my best friend, Ron Rad, on the Rad Reality Show.
Now, that was good.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Because it's a wrap.
And that's a wrap. I'm trying to think. There's some more drops I wanted to do these days because there's some, like, we should. Hey, do one. Why don't you do one for, like some kind of goofy intro for Smooth Operator.
Okay.
So like if you're not here and I want to play it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Five, four, three, two, one.
Ding. Oh my God! Not again.
Okay, fine. This is Smooth Operator by Graciously Vain, which is awesome, but Smooth Operator sucks a big fat one.
Okay. Okay, guys, this is Ron Rad, and I'm gone.
Gone.
I ain't cleaning up.
Huh?